This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is 7 after the hour. It's Monday, May 28th. Today is Memorial Day, and Victoria Keelan and I are here live to share our thoughts, our experiences, and to share in general what's going on in the world. A lot of people today, but Victoria, I don't know if you watched last night the Memorial Day, the annual thing that's been going on for, I don't know, 20 years or so. We're on the at the National Monument. There's thousands of people that show up for a celebration that gets put on PBS. Same thing happens on the 4th of July, usually every year. And Gary Sinise is there with Joe Montana as the hosts. There were some nice moments, actually, as I spent a good deal of time watching it. And as I sat there, I thought about the people who have died, the people we are remembering, because Memorial Day is not about the Veterans Day that we celebrate in November. It's about those who are alive that are serving. But the Memorial Day celebration, if that's it, is celebrating the lives of the people who have died in service to our country. I thought they had a nice tribute to women. This is the first time I've ever seen anything like that, where there were 15-20 minutes set aside. Alice and Janney sort of started it. And then there was a lot of attention to the various ladies and what they've done over the course of history, fairly modern history in terms of service. But I think it went back to Civil War. Those of you who saw it, you know what I'm talking about, bringing it up to speed, and how, as is the case with so many of these circumstances, even when we're lauding and we say we're proud of the women, women were held back in the service until recently. Modern times, yeah, there are women who are four-star generals now and admirals and that sort of thing, but it's been a long time coming. Not much point in grousing about that which wasn't and that which didn't get done. What bothers me about having seen the lists and understanding the acknowledgement, nowhere is there a discussion about why it is that some of these people died, the circumstances. The American Civil War was where this all started. Decoration Day, Union and Confederate soldiers decorated with flowers, both the North and the South. It's kind of a way of getting together, of bringing the country together. I think that was the thought anyway. And then the World War I, World War II veterans who died for a good cause, the people who died in Gulf. I've said this in many circumstances, but I think it's appropriate today because we are thinking about the men and women who died, and I think about why they died. And it troubles me greatly. It doesn't take away from the fact that they gave their life in service to the country. It bothers me because we don't, too many of us just go along to get along. We say, oh yeah, we've got to do this to protect the American way of life. We didn't have to go to Iraq. We didn't have to go to Afghanistan. We didn't have to be in Vietnam. We didn't have to go even to Korea. There was nothing done there that protected America or the American way of life, especially the egregious situation in Vietnam and the lies that we were told. And since then, the only thing that rattles around in my brain is Eisenhower saying at the end of his term, beware the military-industrial complex. He was there. He saw it. He knew as president what was expected of him versus what was expected of him when he was the commander of all the armed forces in World War II. So that just echoes around in my mind. And I wonder if when you're talking to any of your friends or relatives about what this means, do we even go into it? Or is it just all about hot dogs and hamburgers?
Well, I think every family's different. I don't. My grandfather's the only family member I have who ever served in the military, so his stories about World War II were, you know, were his very personal experiences in the Navy, yeah. And which was, he, you know, the probably just, except for his family, the proudest moment of his life being in the Navy, and that was something that when he had a military burial a few years ago, that would, you know, we all said we wish he could have been there for it because he would have loved that so much. That was so much of his life. But no, that's not something that maybe in other families who have more military service members, maybe that's a discussion that happens. But
yeah.
I remember being a kid and my grandfather taking us to, in our town, we had a Memorial Day parade, and that was something that he always wanted us to go and see. And we talked about remembering people who had died, you know, in serving our country. But that's that was kind of the extent of it, really, for our family. But that, like I said, we only had one service member. I know other families who have generations of service members.
Oh, yeah.
Probably is a much different dialogue.
Mm-hmm. I know some people in my circle of friends who have lived that experience, as you're suggesting. As a matter of fact, I'm going in a couple of weeks to my 50th college reunion. And I was thinking, as I was going through some of this material here, there was a fellow whose name was John Cook, who was in the Marines. He was very much a part of the Marine life in college. He was a very good guy. He went into Vietnam, served there admirably, got a commission, came out of the service, or at least came out of that war, and was just greatly changed. He wasn't the same human being at all. He stayed in the service for as long as he could, but he was retired, shall we say, because he had gone into, he just wasn't himself, and he couldn't really serve any longer, and shortly after that, he committed suicide. Mm. And so I think about that sort of thing, even though it's not the rule, there are more and more and more and more and more of these people who go in to serve, who suffer because of things they were exposed to, or the kind of conditions the wars were fought under. And people, I saw a picture of a young woman last night as part of the service during the accolades that were attributed to women, and she had both of her legs shot off and was wearing artificial limbs. And I think to myself, okay, what does that do? What are we doing? What does it do to the rest of your life? And do people think about that when they see you and what you have sacrificed? And then what is the sacrifice for? Really and truly, do you believe the garbage that comes from people that tell you that being in Afghanistan protects America? It doesn't do a damn thing for America. It doesn't. And neither does, really, Iraq didn't do anything for America except, you know, satisfy George Bush's lust for blood in a way that was so contrary. And when you think about it, the intelligence of the people who voted to go into war in Iraq in 2003 was questioned and still is. I thought it was very interesting that Colin Powell was on the stage last night during the tributes, and he fought with George Bush. He was Secretary of Defense when George Bush was president. How many people remember or even know that? Think about that. And how he battled with George Bush to keep him from going into Iraq, and then finally sort of gave in, and then after that, shortly after that, he was gone. He knew it wasn't the right thing to do. And yet, we all did. And most people knew it wasn't the right thing to do. And then how many more of these things do we get involved in? Let's not kid ourselves. We're not fixing or we're not protecting America at all. It doesn't take away from these people who volunteer to do what they think is the right thing. The tragedy here is, or what's more, maybe there's a stronger word for it than tragedy, is that these people, in many circumstances, have actually died for no good reason. And some of them are the best and the brightest of the generation that we have now that needs to be here to pay attention to how to run the country and do things that are going to contribute to our success. It's troubling. It really is. Doesn't take away from their mission, doesn't take away from their careers and their lives, but the money that we spend in order to do this. We just last week, we didn't, I didn't. I would have told my, as a matter of fact, my congressman did vote against it, and I think that's a good thing. $717 billion to blow up the world when we, you know, if you want to have the same protection, you can do it without the waste, fraud, the corruption, the abuse that's part of the Defense Department. It's not, the people who have died aren't responsible for all this stuff, but just think about, today is the day to reflect on the men and women who have died, and to praise them, to laud them, to herald them, and also to ask yourself, why did they die? If you're close to them, you're so, I hear mothers say, I'm so proud of my son who gave his life in service to America. What did he give his life for? Why did he give his life? Yeah,
I get that, but like today's not the day for that.
Maybe not with you.
That's a political. Okay, well, I just think. But today, the point of today, and you've been kind of preaching about this. The point of today is not hamburgers and hot dogs. The point of today is remembering people who gave that sacrifice, and whether it was for a justifiable cause or not, it's still the point is remembering that lives were lost. And
no question about that.
It's not about the politics. Like I love some of the images over the weekend. I don't know if you saw this, but soldiers placed nearly a quarter million U.S. flags at every headstone in Arlington National Cemetery.
Great.
That's a beautiful image. I love seeing that. That's, they call that, the tradition is called Flags In, and it started in 1948, and it's carried out by the 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment called the Old Guard. And I just thought, like,
my
those are the images
was a member
that I
of the
liked.
Old Guard.
Those are the images that I like to think about, especially today, which is, you know, just
about
remembering.
But I think if we don't question the authority that put us in this position for these people who have given their lives, I think we're wasting an opportunity to be thinking. And here's another thing. How many men and women have died to protect what basically is the interest that we have in oil? And those bastards have raised. Look at the price of gas this weekend and how much it's gone up. In some cases, it's gone up 30 cents in the past week. Especially
in
the Midwest.
We're driving anywhere.
Yeah, it is.
Even in New Jersey, where it's cheap, it still went up.
Yeah, right. Gas prices going up. And for what? What's the reason? Why? Why is the price of gas going up? The national average price per gallon is moving toward $3.294 here in my neck of the woods. The most expensive Memorial Day in the past 4 years as far as driving around with gas. A lot of people like you, Victoria, have newer cars, and they don't spend so much money buying gas. They don't use as much gas. $4 a gallon in San Francisco, California is going to be very expensive. Economists say the prices attributed to factors like oil production cuts in OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, Russia, Venezuela, reducing their output, the United States' decision to leave the Iran nuclear deal. That's, you know, it's just all psychological. Meanwhile, I remember, 8, 10, 12 years ago, we were told that there was more gas. The reason the prices went down is because we were producing more in our country, and we were less dependent on oil from everything else. What's happened to that? I think that's a good question to be asking. Maybe we ask it today, tomorrow, whatever it is. But there is food for thought here. We ought not to just sweep under the rug. But yes, the most important message is you are correct. Paying tribute to those who have given the sacrifice in order for, it's forgiving the sacrifice, period. End of story. 20 past the hour.
Brian! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now 23 and change at the hour, Memorial Day, live on the radio. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan. A view back to some of the things I was talking earlier. Oftentimes we have a minute here for television. Jennifer's got an update on what is on the screen tonight. I spent a few minutes here talking about the Memorial Day show that was on PBS last night. I thought it was very well done. It's kind of fun because it's live TV and there are a few gaffes here and there. But generally, the mood is established by that, is professional. It's good. It's nice to see the various stars that show up and their message. It was just, I thought it was good for the most part. But it got me thinking, as I said, Victoria, about the stuff that came out of my mouth a few minutes ago. Other than that, let's see, there was an NCIS, there were old stuff, just NCIS episode I hadn't seen. And
there's one.
Yeah, there was one. Yeah.
One left.
And NCIS Los Angeles. I quite like the combination of, I've said this before, Chris O'Donnell and LL Cool J. And I don't know why. This morning when I woke up, the first thought I had was of Ladies Love Cool James. That was the first thought I had as I brushed my teeth.
All right.
So there we go. Meanwhile,
well, tonight.
Tonight, yes.
Tonight starts the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's game one, and it's the Washington Capitals at the Vegas Golden Knights. And this is going to be, I think, a really great series. People are so fired up for this. It's a brand new franchise team in Vegas. It will be the first time a new team has ever already made it to the Cup, to the finals. And if they win, it's just going to kind of set everybody, I think, on fire. People are so charged up about that. So that's it starts tonight on NBC at 8 p.m. There's a brand new Supergirl at 8 p.m. on CW. If you're not into sports, there's a brand new Bachelorette that starts tonight, season 14, episode 1. That's 8 p.m. on ABC.
Where's Kara? We need Kara
for
that.
I'm sure Kara will definitely be into that. If you're into some other cool stuff, some science fiction, I don't know if you've seen this new show, James Cameron's Story of Science Fiction. It is on AMC. It starts at 9 p.m. tonight. Steven Spielberg, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and George Lucas are all interviewed by James Cameron, and they talk about whether the machines that predicted by sci-fi will save humankind or lead to its demise. And it's kind of an interesting show. I've seen one or two episodes. This is episode 5 tonight. And they talk about all these things that are in all of their movies. So George Lucas gets a little philosophical about Star Wars. Steven Spielberg talks about different technology that they've used in their films. And then if you like that, there's another episode episode right after that, and he dives deeper into it with Christopher Nolan, Keanu Reeves, and Christopher Lloyd, and they look at how time travel is something that
Matrix,
came from movies, so, and how Matrix and Back to the Future with Christopher Lloyd, and so it's kind of an interesting show, and it's really a cool take
on
sci-fi. It's on AMC. That's on at 9 and again at 10 tonight.
Okay.
Back-to-back episodes,
Yeah, good. In music news, Justin Timberlake has visited the shooting victims in the hospital at Santa Fe, Texas shooting episode. He stopped by the hospital to visit victims of the shooting. He spent time with student Sarah Salazar, one of the survivors. Sarah's mom, Sonia Lopez, shared a sweet photo of her daughter posing with Timberlake, and they were both all smiles. Justin had a show in Houston that night for his Man of the Woods tour. He shared an Instagram photo from the show at the Houston Toyota Center and captioned it, "Texas Strong, round tonight, round two tonight. Houston, let's get it." Houston, Texas player J.J. Watt stopped by the hospital to see some of the survivors, including Miss Sarah, just days after pledging that he would pay for the funerals for those who died. Sarah's aunt created a GoFundMe page to help her niece's hospital bills to cover upcoming surgeries. In the page's description, the family reveals that the high school sophomore, her shoulder was shattered, her mandible was fractured, she had several fractures in her ribs after being shot a number of times from the neck down. The mandible is what makes your jaw work. She's currently waiting at a shoulder replacement surgery. Wow. Think about yourself in that circumstance. 28 after the hour here on the DJB show.
The scales of life. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some decisions in life are big and some are heavy. The bigger and heavier the decision, the more important it is for you to weigh the consequences. Or is it? I guess where I'm going with this is that it's not just the big and heavy decisions that need to be weighed. It's all of them. Even the tiniest of choices has consequences. And in life, it's important for you to realize that small decisions matter just like big decisions do. Because at the end of it all, it will be all of your decisions that impacted your entire life, not just a select few. Be mindful that every decision you encounter, no matter the size, will ultimately be weighed on the scales of life. For guidance along the way, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show, and though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile, but the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well, that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile. And in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Leading our news on this Memorial Day 2018, they're reliving a nightmare in a historic town just west of Baltimore, Maryland. It's under a state of emergency after flash floods swept through downtown Ellicott City yesterday afternoon after torrential rain from thunderstorms. The same thing happened in that town in the summer of 2016.
It's really, truly devastating. I would say it's as bad or worse than the storm 2 years ago.
That's Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan.
They say this is a once every 1,000 year flood, and we had two of them in 2 years.
No reports of serious injury or death from yesterday's flash flooding. Two people were killed in the 2016 flooding there. More buildings consumed by lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano. Now 82 structures have been destroyed and 22 acres of land are covered in lava. And this is USA Radio News.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. You've melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Kind of music that is appropriate for Memorial Day. It's Memorial Day 2018. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend and colleague Victoria Keelan. We are here to spend some hours talking about things that, usual things that are going on, issues of the day, people that are in the news, things that are going on. And because we, I would say we, it was kind of me going off on my toot. And you know how it is when I go off on my toots. There they are. Okay. All right. So, Victoria, what do we have that's trending other than the fact that it is Memorial Day?
Well, we've got a lot of weather stuff trending right now.
Yeah.
And we'll focus for a bit on Ellicott City, Maryland, which is trending on Twitter. And they had just devastating floods over the weekend. And, of course, it's they had this happen only in 2016, where in the old part of the little downtown area, which, Doug, you and I both were just saying off the air how pretty it is.
You go down into, but coming into Ellicott City, you go down a hill. It's in a valley.
Yeah.
And that kind of explains why. they're having so much trouble with the floods.
Exactly. And in 2016, they had such bad flooding that it pretty much devastated all of the little downtown area, the storefronts. It had to all be rebuilt. And now it happened again. And it looks, if you see these images, entire cars have been swallowed up by this muddy flood water. And yeah. only a little more than 2 weeks ago, the governor announced that the state and the county of, I believe it's Baltimore County, had been awarded more than $1 million by FEMA to fund projects aimed at reducing flood risks in the areas surrounding Main Street. And now they have to just start all over again with rebuilding. So it's just really more than a mess. 96% of businesses had just been back from the 2016 floods, and more than 20 new businesses had opened, and now they're all pretty much underwater right now.
Florida, Mississippi, we're having an early season. Normally, the hurricane season doesn't start until sometime in June. We haven't gotten there yet, obviously, the last week of May, and this big storm, Alberto, has been referred to as a subtropical storm. Well, you can call it whatever you want. It's pretty disruptive, at least for those of you who live in Florida and in Mississippi up the Delta and Alabama. The state of emergencies that have been declared by the governors of those states, all 67 counties in Florida. Let's see, in Mississippi, Governor Bryan authorized the use of the National Guard. In Alabama, Governor Ivey issuing a state of emergency for 40 counties. Ivey activated the state's emergency operations center. National Guard evacuated its water evacuation plans. So what's going on here? Alberto is a heavy storm. Again, the collision of cold air masses and warm air masses are what cause a lot of this. We've had some pretty heavy rain here in the Northeast as well in the last week or so, but nothing in comparison to what's gone on over western Cuba in the past 24 hours, South Florida, the Keys. And so this is like this is hurricane light, but still it is, it's kind of early for this. Hazardous storm surges along the coast, the Gulf Coast. This is the inland area, not inland, but the inside of Florida, if you will, up the panhandle. And it goes over toward the Mississippi Delta, those areas. And then kind of those storms often track right up the Mississippi River for obvious reasons. That's a hospitable anywhere where there's water and no mountains. It's a hospitable, the atmosphere likes these kinds of storms, especially if there's water to keep them going. And the huge opening, the Delta, and this is like open arms. You know, okay, here I am. Come get me and destroy me. That's kind of what goes on. That very flat area and so much water, it just keeps the surge going, and like attracts like. So it goes up the river for a while until it runs out, because the water, obviously, the less water, the less feed there is for the storm. When it's out over the ocean, some of these storms are so treacherous. Any activity, most of the time you see and hear when there are cruise ships, we always talk about cruise ships and the shipping lanes. It's pretty much the same. The ocean is the same as the air, you know. There are, when you're traveling in an airplane, there are the system that, I don't know why it hasn't been changed, actually. It was, the people first noticed it when Bill Clinton allowed commercial air traffic, because there was some problem for a while he was president. And so commercial air traffic was allowed in the lanes that are necessarily, or that are for the most part, set aside for the military. That is, there's space in the sky, if you didn't know this, where Air Force jets, Navy jets, and all of the things that supposedly are available for us if we need protection, there are certain lanes in the sky where commercial planes can't go. And that's most notably on the two coasts. So you don't, you know, you can't mix and match, but there was something going on, and maybe it was a fuel shortage, and so he shortened up flights because using the lanes that the armed services is supposed to be using shortens the flight length. And so the same thing happens when there is a storm with the ships in the Caribbean, well, wherever it may be, the shipping. You've heard the reference, Victoria, shipping lanes. The shipping lanes are determined. It's like 90 or a highway, you know, all the interstates. There's a lane in the air, and there's a lane in the ocean for ships to travel. And so if they're not flexible about those, that is in the circumstance here we have off the coast of Florida, especially all the ships that would be normally going to the Caribbean or going out here and there, they either don't go at all. In the case in this circumstance, I think they haven't gone at all, or they go someplace different. But it isn't often talked about, but it changes it. It screws up that business to a fare thee well. As you, I know, it's really amazing. You realize how many cruise ships there are now sailing not only in our country but around Europe and going around South America. Not too much of this activity is in Asia yet, but we have, I'm talking about wholesale numbers, I mean, hundreds of ships going all over the place all the time. And so this is not the week you want to be on a cruise to the Caribbean.
No, not down there, no.
No. All right, let's talk about some of the sports news at 41 past the hour. Danica Patrick did not do so well at the Indianapolis 500, 68th lap of the Indy. It was her final lap in her final professional race. She lost control of her car, coming around a turn, slammed into the wall. That was the end of her day. She was running in 16th place before hitting the wall. She got out of the car under her own power, headed to get checked out by the doctors. The IndyCar Series announced that Patrick was cleared, released from the track facility without any injuries, major injuries. She said after the crash, "Today was really disappointing for me. We were hoping for and what we wanted for your last race, but I'm grateful for all of it. I wish I could have finished stronger." I think there has been a concerted effort on the part of not NASCAR, the official NASCAR operators, but of the good old boys that are in that network to discredit her. They didn't want a woman, never wanted a woman. They were, you know, they'd say, "Oh, this is great," on the surface, and then behind the scenes do everything they could to torpedo, KO, or ruin her chances in many of the races that she was in. And I think this is a pretty good example of that. That's my observation.
I don't know that anyone's accused her, though, I don't think anyone's accused of pushing her into a wall. I think she did that on her own.
I think there are ways.
See, the thing is, like, I love Danica Patrick, and I love that she's, you know, she's kind of blazed a trail in a lot of ways, but
yeah.
She really either has the worst possible luck in the history of driving, or she really just isn't as good as the other guys. And
she wouldn't have made it if she wasn't good.
But she hasn't made it though. That's the real knock on her. She really has not put. That's why she
how did she get
ending.
There in the first place?
Well, this is why she's ending her career. She can't find a car. No one will sponsor her because her numbers just aren't there. Mm. So this is one of those things where, yes, it's wonderful that she's a woman, but we can't just say that she gets all these exceptions because she's a woman. That's not equal treatment. She really isn't as good as the guys. Her numbers, if you look at her numbers compared to the men, she just doesn't compare. So that's really the problem. Yes, it's wonderful. We love the idea of Danica Patrick. But if she really can't keep up, which time and time again she's proven that she really just doesn't have a great track record, you know, that's why she doesn't have a race. That's why she doesn't have a team.
I think those guys are capable. Here I am, the conspiratorialist. I think those guys are capable.
I don't know that they've had to do much, really, on her own. I think she's done plenty on her own.
I give her more of the benefit of the doubt.
It's because you love her. I know. You really like her. You want to date her. We know.
I don't say that. All right, let's go to Las Vegas and what's going on with the Stanley Cup. While you can do this story.
Tonight is game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's the Vegas Golden Knights against the Washington Capitals. So the city of Las Vegas has opted to ban capital letters in support of the Golden Knights. And so the Washington Capitals, they always have hashtag all caps, and it's in all capital letters. And so now the city of Las Vegas, on their official Twitter account over the weekend, the latest tweets are all in lowercase letters. Someone even hilariously photoshopped photoshopped the Welcome to Las Vegas, Nevada sign and has it all in lowercase letters. And so the Sin City establishments like MGM Resorts and Aria, they have followed suit. They changed all their promotions on the internet to be lowercase in support of the Golden Knights. So tonight's game one, 8 p.m. We'll see what happens.
All right. That's right. You'll see what happens. I'll be watching something else. The MyPillow folks and the Memorial Day sale, this is the last opportunity today is for those of you who are in the service of our country in uniform, all present and past U.S. servicemen and women, when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV, you're going to find the opportunity of saving an extra, I think it's 30%. You get the pillows now and all the other things at 50% off going to MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. But now if you're a member of the men and women, the union, this is an elite club. Men and women who've served our country, thank you. The way these folks at MyPillow want to thank you is to give you special deals on the pillows that they have there. So the thank you continues through today. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. And by the way, not only do you get these great pillows, you stop tossing and turning. Use the great stuff, the whole business that's been described about what goes on in your pillow and your mattress, why you want new ones, that sort of thing. These you can wash and take care of that way, too. But save another 30% by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians, or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through May 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hey, what's going on? What are you
doing? Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, so the on again, off again, up again, down again, in again, story of the North Korean summit. Preparations began again over the weekend for the meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. So apparently this is on again, it would seem, June 12th. Is that what you'd read into this? I'd say between the lines, the meeting's back on. And certainly all the signs point to that, Jennifer, Victoria.
Well, Trump said on Saturday, I guess, that the date has never changed, so we'll see. I don't know why there was a letter written then, but whatever. If it happens, then good.
Well, I think it's better to have it happen than not to have it happen. Try to ease things, figure out what everybody is all about, what people are really thinking, if that can come together. I thought it was interesting that the South Korean president met again with Kim Jong-un, supposedly to push him back to the table. So it's good for everybody. 10 before the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on Memorial Day. Victoria Keelan has done the research. We'll bring ourselves up to date on a couple of important stories, starting with what Alexa is doing. I saw more things this weekend about Alexa.
Exactly.
And she's spying on you.
Yep.
That kind of stuff. Some people think that Alexa is listening all the time, and I read somebody that I respect who's a technologist says absolutely true that this
is... Oh, it's 100% true, yeah. But that's Alexa's job. And essentially, one of our first stories is, and this was the biggest talk in tech, and just even out and about when over the weekend we just heard people in conversations talking about it too. And what happened was an Amazon Echo user in Portland, Oregon was having a conversation with her husband, and they had activated Alexa, or their Alexa is the virtual assistant in the Echo device. And so that had gotten activated. It recorded their conversation and then emailed it to one of the husband's employees. So this is one of those things where this is everyone's worst nightmare. We love having
all the
technology.
Wait, the husband and wife talking about this employee, is that what it was?
No, but luckily they were talking about putting in new hardwood floors in their house and not anything else more scandalous, because without them even knowing it, this recording was emailed to the employee. See, so the person called them. I know. So this employee called them up and said, unplug your Alexa devices immediately. You're being hacked. And so the audio recording included everything they were talking about. It was about 2 minutes long. And Amazon, so of course, this couple called Amazon. They heard themselves on the recording, so they knew it was true. They called Amazon, and they unplugged all their devices. And Amazon, of course, apologized over and over and over again. Oh, we're so sorry, we're so sorry.
They know
but it
what's
wasn't a
going
hack.
On. No.
It wasn't a hack or a bug. The thing is, and this is the official statement, that Echo woke up due to a word in the background of the conversation that sounded like Alexa. So something that this couple was talking about in the other room sounded like Alexa. She became awake or awakened. And so what happens is at that point, she starts listening, and she's listening for any type of words that she recognizes. And at some point, they said a name in that was in their contact list. And so Alexa then must have said out loud, contact name correct, and they didn't hear Alexa. And so as someone in the background said right, Alexa then emailed this to this employee. It is literally this is what people are afraid of when they have these virtual home assistants.
Not me.
I won't
find one of these in my house. Never.
The thing is, though, Alexa did everything that it's supposed to do, and that is part of the scary part, is that you can just have a background conversation and not even realize that you're setting Alexa off. And can you imagine if they had said something really bad, or if it was even about this employee?
We're getting sucker punched by the world of technology is sucker punching us. You think we need, everybody's got to have the latest technology, the latest gadget, the latest doWiki. This stuff is damnable. I would never. Jennifer gave me one of these for Christmas, and I gave it away. I would never tell her that, but I won't have these things. I don't want them around. I don't want to become a slave to this stuff. It's bad enough that we have to depend as much on it as we do for what we do for a living.
There are so many great things about technology.
Yeah.
And this is
really one of them.
But the virtual assistant really is cool. However, the downside, I think this is going to scare a lot of people away from virtual assistants from now on.
All right. Apple is giving some refunds. What's the story here?
Do you remember Batterygate? When people who were using iPhone 6 and 6S and iPhone SE models, they uploaded the newer, they did the new software update, and all of a sudden their battery power just went down to nothing. So Apple confirmed that the new software updates was slowing down the older phones. People got upset with that. They wanted new batteries. So Apple dropped the battery replacement price from $79 to $29. Kara actually went and paid $29 to have her battery replaced on her iPhone 6.
Because theirs was no good. We paid them because they screwed up. That is a good deal.
Essentially, yes. They didn't tell anyone that you shouldn't do the update or else it's going to slow your phone down.
Well, remember what I had to do? I had to get a new iPad for that came out of that whole fiasco because I put in new stuff and it disrupted the use of the whole thing. So my iPad became, my old iPad became unusable.
I didn't know that. iPhone batteries, but iPads, that they also can get kind of tricky when you do a software update. If it's not a new enough iPad, it can't really handle it. However, so what happened was a lot of people sued Apple. Now the bottom line is, if you did pay $29 to replace your battery on your iPhone 6 or 6S or SE, you now get $50 back. So you will be getting an email from Apple by July 27th. If you don't hear from them by August 1st, contact Apple support and you will get your $50 rebate check.
$50, hooray! Oh, man, technology. Let's hear it. We'll bow down. Bow to the east if you love tech.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.